Hello and welcome to the Wellness Trinity Podcast, where we interview top holistic experts and bring you natural solutions for modern day wellness. Let's get started with your host, Dr. Jacqueline.
It is becoming more well known in the holistic community how stress and trauma play a role in chronic pain and illness. Practitioners such as myself have adopted tools like biofield tuning, the Zyto Evox, Emotion and Body Code, Bach Flower Remedies, essential oils, and the list goes on and on, to address these imbalances on a frequency level. But did you know that you can actually do a test that can potentially show how your minerals are being affected by unresolved stress and trauma? On a hair mineral analysis test, when the calcium is above 170, people often have stress and trauma that the body has stored, and as a result, calcium is leaching from the bones and depositing to tissues in the body, so the body is literally hardening. So now you know when people say that someone has a hard heart, they might literally have a physical hard heart. And then while this is happening, copper can also be displaced and affect a person's iron level, leading a person to rust. So it's no wonder why people that have lots of stress and trauma tend to have chronic fatigue, pain, and illness. These mineral imbalances are often not seen on traditional labs and sometimes have to be read between the lines on a hair tissue mineral analysis. Today, my good friend Jill Norris from Idon Minerals, which is an ionic mineral company that I personally use with clients, we're going to discuss how to see this calcium imbalance on a hair test and potential solutions for how to address it. All right, Jill, let's talk about how trauma shows up on a hair test.
So there's a pattern in It's called the calcium shell. And first I want to dip just a little bit into what hair analysis is, and then I'll jump into what the calcium shell is.
Right,
what is hair test mineral analysis? Hair tissue mineral analysis provides a picture of mineral content, toxic element, toxicity, along with several metabolic and endocrine functions within the body at a tissue level. Probably some people here know a little bit about hair testing and some don't. We can actually see quite a bit about somebody's metabolic processes within a hair analysis. I'll go in more into that in a little bit. Minerals are the foundation for good health. We're basically made out of three things. We're made out of mineral, water, and gases. So before any other kind of supplementation that you would do nutritionally, minerals are at the foundation. If you have your minerals balanced, or you have, for the most part, nobody's probably going to stay balanced their whole entire life. But for the most part, if you have the minerals that you need, your metabolic functions, which is everything in your body, your organ systems, your glands, your hormones, your mental, emotional health is going to be much more stable. And then you can add in all the other nutritional things that you might want to do. When we become deficient and imbalanced in minerals, it affects everything in our body from metabolism, energy levels, blood sugar, immunity, glandular and organ health and function, hormone levels, nerve conduction, to mental and emotional health. Hair test mineral analysis can depict issues within the body months or even years before they present, with symptoms or detected within blood. It is preventative medicine at its best. So the basics of hair test mineral analysis. I work with a lab called Trace Elements. They test for 37 different elements that includes the important electrolytes as well as toxic elements and heavy metals. There is four main electrolytes, which are calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium. These four electrolytes make up five of seven metabolic ratios that I look at when I interpret a test. So they're extremely important to have in balance, and a shift in one can make major shifts within the whole body when it comes to imbalance. Approximately 70% of the tests that I get back from the lab, people have elevated calcium levels, just to different degrees, obviously. Soft tissue calcification is a major issue once you get to a pattern like the calcium shell. When calcium is elevated, it creates an inability to utilize thyroid hormones effectively, such as T3, T4, and contributes to overall metabolism amongst many other imbalances within the body. So, like I was saying to Jacqueline before this, everything in the body is tied together. If you affect one thing, even with just one mineral, all kinds of other things can become imbalanced. So correcting even just this mineral is going to make significant differences in your overall health. The thing about the calcium is most people, they go to their doctor and they find out, or they hear, you're supposed to be taking this much calcium, which is like 1200 milligrams a day. Whereas this is a complete opposite view of calcium on a tissue level, which is where we experience like osteoporosis, arthritis, osteopenia. Where we see issues is within our tissues. Our blood keeps a constant homeostasis to keep our vital organs functioning and working for us. Our body is constantly trying to keep us alive. And these minerals, if they're imbalanced in the blood, what happens is they'll pull the minerals from the tissues to have a certain amount in the blood. Or if you eat a banana in the morning and you were to go get a blood test, your potassium would probably look good. But you never eat potassium, like foods with high in potassium, like fruits or vegetables or anything like that. So blood shifts from an hour by hour, whereas tissue is showing like a 3 to 4 month. When I take a hair sample, it's about an inch to inch and a half long, whereas I'm able to see about a 3 or 4 month picture of what's going on in your actual tissue cells.
Jill, when you're saying tissue, we're talking specifically hair, or are there other tissue?
Yes, hair tissue. You got it. Yeah. So we can test. I prefer to test scalp hair. Most of the research that's been done on hair analysis has been done on scalp hair. Our scalp hair is fed by our cerebrospinal fluid and is a really good representation of what's going on overall in our body, in our organs, in our glands. We can test nails and other hair sources, but they're not quite as accurate. I'm actually right now just trying to learn more about the other types of samples, but that's a different topic. I'm going to go ahead and read this slide. Calcium level greater than 170 is what defines this calcium shell phenomena. I see a lot of people that are over 170, but most people are kind of that I see that are elevated can be in like the high 100 range or low 200s, whereas sometimes I see people who are just off the charts. I'm going to show you an example here, test here too soon. This phenomena has been found to be present in individuals who have experienced traumatic events. Often these individuals have built a wall emotionally and physically on a tissue cellular level with calcium. These individuals are often numb to their emotions. A wall of calcium can keep painful life experiences out. When I talk about like things within the test are multifaceted, we are multifaceted. Everything is linked together, our mind, our spirit, our body. So when one thing is affected, if we're affected on an emotional level, our body reacts to protect us. These individuals are often numb to their, I already read that. On a physical level, symptoms can include arthritis, high cholesterol, osteopenia, pyrosis, hypothyroid, often contributes to adrenal fatigue. Because if you affect the calcium, it's going to affect other minerals that are going to affect other minerals. Blood sugar mismanagement, fatigue,
Jill,
and anxiety.
Basically, people can go through a state of trauma or some negative emotion, and the longer that it persists, the calcium you might see on a hair test start to shoot up. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yes. Yeah. And there's
like a buffer mechanism.
It is a buffer, and not even just a buffer in one way. It's in more than one way. When we have negative emotions, it actually creates acidity within our body, and calcium is alkaline. So we will actually pull calcium and lose calcium, burn through calcium, and basically just altogether mismanage calcium to help manage even a pH system. So if you know anything about acid-base balance, we talk about buffers. So yes. And also it's an emotional buffer on an emotional level as well, like emotional, physical.
So basically trauma is messing up our pH balance.
Yes, it can, but our body has many compensatory mechanisms in place that actually will, our body will, when one thing goes wrong, our body compensates for in another way, but eventually our compensatory mechanisms begin to fail and things begin, then we become symptomatic of stuff. And especially as we get older, we become much more symptomatic of things. Like I'll test a teenager and then I'll see an adult's test. And even with a similar pattern, the adult is much more likely to experience symptoms from that, whereas kids are really resilient. But over time, if these things get left unaddressed, then we start to have problems. So the best thing about hair analysis and balancing our minerals and using it as prevention is we're not letting things get to such a severe level to end us up in a doctor's office. That is my biggest goal. I'm a registered nurse. I worked for 10 years, mainly in the hospital. My biggest goal is to fix things before they become so severe that you become part of the system and then it becomes pharmaceuticals and things like that. So that's my main goal. One of the main things that I do see with the calcium shell is usually magnesium with a really elevated calcium level will look extremely high as well, but it's not necessarily high. This is an example test right here. This is one of the clients. This is actually my favorite client. He comes to see us probably once a week. I work for Idon. We manufacture ionic minerals, and he's been a client of ours for a long time. This is a test of his back from February 2020. If you look at his calcium level, it's 568, which is astronomical. In the past year, this has been my full-time job, looking at these tests, taking what I've learned and creating menus for people to help correct these imbalances. And I've corrected a lot of myself as well. And I've taken what I've learned from a lot of different sources and people and then applied it to my own practice. And then when we get an additional test back, it tells me things will begin to correct, but then also other things can go out of balance. Anyway, going back to the topic, if you look at the calcium at 568 and then you look over at the magnesium, it's 79.6. This calcium level right here, the number on top actually shows you what the normal should be. I want calcium more in the range of like 40 to 60. 568 is like off the charts. Whereas even 180, 190 is off the charts. So you don't want to be that high. The magnesium, which I like the magnesium more around 10 or so, set being 79.6, shows me that this person is actually burning through magnesium. They're not utilizing it. And magnesium is so important. It performs over 300 enzymatic reactions within your body. Super important. So there's a big picture here with this gentleman. We're trying to stick with just the calcium shell topic, so I won't go too far. But if you do look below where it says toxic minerals, his cadmium level is extremely high as well. So there's heavy metals that can also play into the reason why we're seeing really elevated levels of other things. Heavy metals, I'll go back really quick a little bit. This is not his first test, but to keep the presentation short and sweet, if you were to go back to a previous test, his original tests were like in the high 200s, high or low 300s or so. And he started to be a little overzealous with iodine and selenium that he was given to help balance his minerals. He loves the minerals and still is to this day a little overzealous, but he started to detoxify the cadmium, which created like losses as well with the calcium, but there's also substantial like actual calcium behind this too.
The calcium, that's a very rare situation where you see it that extremely high, right? I mean, for me, I don't see it. Yes. I mean, when I see something like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened to this person?
Yeah. I've only seen two where it's been this high. One of them being our friend John here, who's allowed me to talk about his story a little bit. And then I saw one more that was in the 500s not that long ago. And I said to her, I said, this is the pattern that we see, or this level, especially with the magnesium burn rate too, on top of it. where there's been significant trauma. And she went on to tell me a story that just absolutely blew my mind, with family in the Holocaust and kind of things that passed down generationally because of the trauma that was inflicted by those things. And it was pretty mind-blowing. So John actually lost his son. I believe he was in his early 20s in a plane crash. It just was a really traumatic situation. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit too. What I want to touch on briefly is the calcium, these key ratios down here. The calcium, these tell me metabolically what's going on. Like each one kind of has a main thing that I can see, although I take these deeper and I look at the heavy metals, I look at the individual elements. But on a metabolic level, calcium to phosphorus shows me kind of a general metabolic rate or oxidative rate. And our metabolism is basically how well can our cells perform their duties? Like, are they able to make ATP, create energy? Are they able to perform their job optimally? When this is elevated at 47.33, that is very significant, like an anomaly. This is a very slow metabolism. The sodium to potassium. So we have sodium to potassium cells or pumps on every single cell within our body. This is known as a vitality ratio, but also it's my acute adrenal marker, meaning if I see this out of range, it shows me that this person is experiencing adrenal fatigue. There's other ways that I see adrenal fatigue as well. I won't go too much into that yet. The calcium to potassium ratio is our thyroid ratio. When this ratio is elevated, and each little bit that it goes up is substantial. Like even if this is 17.75, if even like a shift from like a 15 to a 17.75 is very significant. This is our basically how well our body is able to utilize or how well our yeah, how well we're able to utilize T3 hormone. Sometimes you can, when this is elevated, it's hypothyroid. Sometimes this can be picked up in blood and sometimes it's not. But most of the time, people are symptomatic of this ratio being elevated. And when the calcium is elevated, this is automatically going to be elevated. Potassium is often low. If you look at John's number, it's 13. His pota or sorry, it's 32. I want it more like 10 to 13 range. Thankfully, his potassium, it looks like it's off the charts, but it's actually a blessing because it's counteracting this calcium level here. Usually, when I see really high calcium, the potassium is really low too, and it causes like a huge shift in this thyroid function, which is, it can be difficult to correct. Next is zinc to copper. This is a primary inflammatory marker. His surprisingly looks okay. Because usually when I see heavy metals that are present like that, usually I'll see some kind of inflammation there. Sodium to magnesium. Notice how low it is
Jill,
at 0.25. Yeah.
can you explain what are his symptoms? Like when I'm looking at this, it looks like he's tired is one, but what are other symptoms that he's
Yes.
experiencing?
Severe anxiety, panic attacks to the point where he was actually hospitalized. If you've ever had a panic attack, you don't know necessarily if you're dying, you feel like you can't breathe, things, the room can start spinning. He was having such severe anxiety that he didn't know if he was actually physically, if something was going on with him, which is not a fun scenario.
Now, do you think that is because of the calcium or because of the cadmium or both or something else?
It's a combination of both. It can be a combination of both, but definitely the cadmium is playing into it.
And
So
then this
John did a really fast.
cobalt,
Go ahead.
the cobalt is high too. And from what I've been learning, that also can relate to the liver, having some
Yeah,
issues
it
as
can
well.
be liver congestion, but also cobalt. This is my indicator of B12 deficiency. Because vitamin B12 and cobalt basically are this, they exist together as like within the same molecule. When I got my first test back, mine was at 0.015. So mine was really high. And I started taking, I actually did a few vitamin B12 injections, intramuscular injections. I think I did like five. And then I started taking a liquid supplement that was 5,000 micrograms. I completely corrected my B12 deficiency, which I didn't know I had. And I stopped getting bit by mosquitoes, which was really cool because I was always the girl that got eaten. But yes, this is liver congestion. And at the time, my liver was very, very congested. And yeah, B12 deficiency. So there's a few things you can see there.
And well, and then
So
that's
when you
another
look
reason why he could be anxious too, right? If he has low B12.
well, because yeah, this shows me lost. This shows me that he's burning through it and not really utilizing it. So when you give the B12, just like when I, this, John's going to have magnesium on his test, even though it looks like, holy moly, I shouldn't give any magnesium. He's going to have magnesium on his test, and then he's going to begin, especially our minerals are ionic. So you're going to utilize them no matter what. You'll see this range start to come down, and then the magnesium is going to help the calcium absorb. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to start to feel some emotions, which I was listening to John kind of describe his personality and kind of the emotional wall. And he's like, it's also a personality trait of just having that wall and that block up. Whereas I'll talk more about his next test, because I have his next, not his next test, but I have a future test of his on the next slide. Whereas there's some adjustments and emotions that are made when you start to come into balance. Anyway, this sodium to magnesium, which is this last circle here, that shows me absolute exhaustion of the adrenal glands, which you'll see that often when you have burning through minerals like this, as well as the heavy metals. Calcium to magnesium looks good. That's my blood sugar ratio. If that is elevated, that usually shows me insulin resistance. This ratio can very much be altered when you have the calcium shell, but since his magnesium is so high too, this is actually staying balanced. These ratios and the heavy metals are more important than these individual elements, but when the individual elements are very elevated or very imbalanced, especially in the electrolytes, it's going to have shifts in these ratios. So those minerals are of utmost importance, but the ratio is more important, because if I can fix your ratio, you're going to feel better. And then we can work on bringing kind of everything down, but there will be significant shifts, which I'll show you. I just want to tell the last ratio, which is iron to copper. If this is really elevated or if it's in the low range, this usually shows me like chronic infection or infection. I saw actually a baby's test yesterday, that highest I'd ever seen of this, and she's dealing with a GI infection. So oftentimes when I see that elevated, I'll say, go to the dentist, have your teeth looked at, like what is going on? Also, when somebody sends me their hair sample, I have them fill out a whole health assessment. On the bottom of my health assessment, that's basically physical things, and it asks, how well are you sleeping? At the bottom, I have categories. It's like several different categories that ask me or ask your stress level on a scale of 1 to 5. How much stress does this cause you? And then also one of the ones is talks about, it says emotional past trauma. Like how much do you feel you're carrying around with you? Here's John's test. This is from September of 2022. So as you can see, he's down to 267, which 267, Jacqueline, right? That's really, really high, right?
Yeah, but it's
he's
half
come
of where
down
it was.
From like, so this is huge and significant. The magnesium, it was 79 before, now it's 31.3. We're starting to correct some things. His copper, see his copper is elevated here. Often you will have hidden copper toxicity when you have a very elevated calcium. Copper, I'll call it the emotional mineral. Copper is very tied into your emotions. And a a lot of the research that I've done on copper, or what I've learned about copper, there's whole entire classes and studying a hair analysis just on copper itself. Copper can be the reason why people land in the mental health office, why they think they need antidepressants. Also, that goes into your gut and gut balance and things like that. But copper, when it's elevated, and I honestly can't remember even what it was on the last slide. When calcium is elevated, often there's copper that's elevated, but you don't always see it, but you can almost assume that it's there. So when you start to dump calcium, copper will begin to dump too. And copper relates to actually hormone levels. When your copper is elevated, it means that you're estrogen dominant, which automatically kind of creates like a lower testosterone type like issue. They go like this. When you start to dump copper, that also can cause a lot of emotional things to come up, cause you to lay your eyes on things that you've kind of buried for a long time. Cobalt.
So I was just looking at that again. I'm like, and then now I have to wonder how that's related to, because, you know, that whole liver situation, when the liver is having issues, the estrogen can be having issues, and then
well,
there's copper that
is
builds
liver
the estrogen.
Copper is very hard on the liver, and it takes the liver and like a whole process with ceruloplasmin to like actually help dump and process it. I don't know. The other test looks different because our nutritionist prior to me taking over this program was managing his mineral balancing before. That same nutritionist is the one though that told me to get on the B12, which corrected it. I don't think John started it, because I actually told him, I said, you need to get some B12, but I don't know how compliant he is with that. Anyway, moving on. If you look at his ratios, his calcium to phosphorus, what was it before? It was really high. It's 47.33. So we've got it down to 19.07. We've got his acute adrenal and vitality ratio is now within normal limits. His calcium to potassium, his thyroid ratio. See, if you look, okay, if the top number here, 22.25, this is the current test that we're looking at, but the number right before, underneath of it, that's the test right before. John's had quite a few tests. When you're balancing things, just like I said before, his original test, you didn't see all that cadmium. But when he started to supplement, cadmium starts coming out. Heavy metals are like icebergs. You'll see them low, kind of looking like this with somebody. Let's say it's a first test. Then I get you on a supplement menu. I use I've gotten more mellow with the iodine, but iodine, selenium, and either a silica or silica and sulfur. And upon second retest, these numbers come up, because we've created a detox pathway and given the body of the ability to actually detox. And then the minerals are there that can actually help to pull and bind these out.
Mm-hmm. It's giving the body energy, right? To be, when you give them those nutrients.
Not only that, I'd love to talk about it's not my theory. I read it in the first hair analysis book that I ever read. It's a parking lot theory. So in our cells, take things in. Heavy metals look like essential nutrients to the cells. So when we've got nutrients flowing around in our blood and we've got heavy metals in our blood, our cells can pull these heavy metals in that look like what the body needs. And then the heavy metals take the spaces of the essential minerals. So there's no room for the essential minerals to get in. So it's like that creates a wall, a different type of a wall. But when we can get the heavy metals out of the cells and we get the essential minerals in, once we get the heavy metals out, then the essential minerals are there and the heavy metals can't get back in.
Yeah. And these minerals you work for a company called Iodon, and they're ionic. So it's very easily absorbable in the cells.
Before they even hit your stomach. The problem with capsules and tablets, I'll say, most of the people that send me a hair test and fill out my health assessment are pretty knowledgeable about health. And there's a box on there that says candida or leaky gut. Practically everybody checks that box because they're obviously, most of them are nutritionally aware of kind of what's going on in their bodies. Most of us end up doing these types of things because we been left with no answers from the regular medical community with allopathic medicine. And we start a health journey and we start trying all kinds of things, and we take little bits and pieces from everything that we learn, everyone that we work with, and apply it to our own health and see what is working and what is not. But it's definitely, it's a journey, and it usually starts when somebody is sick and not finding answers. And I can find a lot of answers as to why people are, I was talking about capsules, tablets, leaky gut. A lot of people have leaky gut, which is a whole, that's actually a really good topic too, is the leaky gut. Most people, if you're taking a tablet, you might absorb 10%. Capsules are much, much better because it's a fine powder, but you're still having to break things down, and you still might, if you have leaky gut, you're losing a lot of those nutrients through your gut wall instead of absorbing them with the liquid ionic minerals. You don't have to worry about that. Most people's guts are a mess. Most people's diets are a mess. So with these, you don't have to worry about that. I always recommend that people follow up a mineral balancing program with a good diet, but not everybody does that. And one of those guys is, I'll call him out here, John. He does the mineral balancing, but he doesn't follow it necessarily with a diet. He goes out to eat a lot, but you know what though? He makes the best decisions he can when he goes out. So when people get sick, when they check their health assessment boxes and I get their tests back and I always pull out the assessment and I look at it with the test and it's like, okay, I can see this. I can see why a lot of things become clear. It's funny. I was flipping through, I think, YouTube last night, and it's like, the mystery disease, chronic fatigue syndrome. We have no idea how it happens. It's like, I have every idea how it happens. It's so simple. You have a slow metabolic rate. Your calcium phosphorus is probably high. Your adrenals are probably shot. There's several ways to see the adrenal glands with, like, even here, this has improved this sodium to magnesium, which is the exhaustion stage of adrenal fatigue. I've corrected it, and I'm going to show you my tests here in a little bit. I had a calcium shell when I first had, I worked for IDON for 8 years. I went into nursing. I was gone for 15 years with schooling and working in the hospital. And then I came back about a year ago, and this is my first test right here. Yeah, that's me. So my calcium was 180, which is in line with the calcium shell. You can see the magnesium, which is 27.2, should be like 10, 13. So same sort of type of pattern. Look at my COWAL, see? Which I corrected. I'm going to show you a test after this one. I corrected pretty much for the most part my ratios. But if you see the calcium to phosphorus, it's elevated. So slow metabolism. Surprising, the sodium potassium, which is the acute adrenal marker, is within range. Although if you jump to my sodium magnesium, that is the exhaustion stage of adrenal fatigue, which I can probably account for being in the hospital for so long. It's very stressful. My inflammation looks good with the zinc to copper, calcium, magnesium, blood sugar is good. The others are good.
Your thyroid though. Calcium
and
potassium.
Yeah, my thyroid. Wow. Yeah, so we got slow metabolic rate. We've got hypothyroid here, which never showed up in blood, although my TSH would be like on the higher end, but always within normal limits. And then the sodium to magnesium was absolute adrenal fatigue there. And I could feel it for a couple of years there. All I wanted to do is crawl in bed. It's like, can I just go home and crawl in bed?
So when I first got pregnant, my calcium to potassium ratio was 55. And I don't normally see it that high on people's tests. Obviously, when you get pregnant, a whole bunch of stuff happens, and then, you know, even trauma can come up that you don't even realize is there, because now you're going through a whole new life change. And I was super fatigued at 55, so I can only imagine at 90 how awful you felt.
Yeah, and it becomes just like a normal part of life, but it causes depression too. It's very tied into depression, allergies. There's a lot of symptomatology that goes along with this stuff, other than just being tired. Usually the same stuff though. You just feel crappy, like your zest for life is gone. It's like, can we just get through the day now? I just want to get in my bed. So affected ratios, when the calcium is really high, it's going to throw up your, obviously your metabolic rate, your thyroid. I think I've already gone over that enough. I've gone over that enough. So I'm going to go to the next slide. So this took me a while to get to this point. My calcium's at 109, so it's still high. Magnesium is down from, what was it, like 27? But if you look at my ratios, and I think our videos on my thing is kind of blocking it, but look at my calcium to phosphorus. So I got it. I could feel a shift within 1 week where it was like, I came home and I just wanted to do projects. I actually started to remodel my house again. Sodium to potassium, still within range. Calcium to potassium, look at it. This was hard work. And it, honestly, wow. I'm still learning. This is a practice. This is a constant learning with this stuff. And I'll follow a certain way of kind of creating a menu, and then I'll get somebody who's completely just doesn't follow that same therapeutic pathway with minerals kind of per se. But I had to change my practice a lot, and I had to switch things up, but I could feel a huge shift in how I felt when these corrected. And then if you look at my sodium to magnesium, which is adrenal exhaustion, it's up into range. It was incredible. After not having energy for so long, it was incredible. Like brain fog and everything went away.
Are you ready to reclaim your health and revitalize your life? Well, I've got something that's going to change the way you feel forever. Imagine waking up each day with boundless energy, mental clarity, and emotional balance. It's not a dream, it's within your reach. Introducing the free detox checklist, your ultimate guide to a toxin-free lifestyle. This exclusive 11-point detoxification checklist is your key to a fresh start, and exactly what I wish I had when I first started my detox journey. It will help you effortlessly identify the biggest source of toxins in your life. You'll learn how to purify the air you breathe, uncover the ultimate solution for cleaner, pure water, and start drinking confidently. Say goodbye to uncertainty when sourcing real wholesome food and choosing the most effective supplements. Embrace holistic beauty products for a radiant, toxin-free glow that will turn heads. Explore natural oral care solutions for a sparkling smile and revolutionize your cleaning routine with natural supplies. Safeguard yourself from harmful EMFs and elevate your well-being through mindful choices for bedding and clothing. Dive into the art of cleansing your body, mind, and emotions, unlocking a whole new you. Imagine waking up every day to boundless energy, mental clarity, and emotional balance every single day. It's all within your reach with the secrets enclosed in this comprehensive detox checklist. Ready to start your journey toward a toxin-free life? Click the link below and grab your free detox checklist now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to reclaim your health.
I think before you asked me, did you ask me about John's symptoms? Oh, we talked a little bit about his anxiety, but he still has bone spurs on his knee. He was showing me yesterday, he was standing like at my door kind of in a squat, and he said, look, I used to not be able to do this. My leg would literally give up. I would have fallen by now. So it's like his strength has improved. The anxiety is gone. His calcium is still crazy, but he's probably compensated. He's so used to being in that pattern. We're going to talk in a minute more about some things that we're going to utilize that I just started to utilize myself. John and I have been sitting in, we have a machine at work, which is a magnetic resonant light machine. It's called a Rife. And then we sat down and we kind of brought all the nitty gritty into the light yesterday. I'm like, let's talk about the trauma situation. Because I know for me, I've seen a lot of counselors and it hasn't really helped. And
so Jill, since you were dealing with this, you were dealing with this calcium shell too. Do you feel like there was trauma related to that as well?
100%. 100%. Yeah. A lot of it's just childhood, growing up, nursing in a hospital. Any nurse will tell you it is not for the faint of heart. It's hard. A lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
literally that made me want to cry
for a minute. It's like... Right. In another video that we did, if you guys haven't seen it already, that Jill, I mean, she was vaccine injured and she saw a lot of people dying during the pandemic. I mean, that in itself was very, very traumatic, right? You did this hair test, the last hair test you showed us, that was after you were a nurse, right?
Yeah, but even that was all hard, but even before that, like, Nursing is just a really hard profession, and it always was. From the second I had my foot in the first hospital till the very end, it never really. It's do more and more with less and less. Always, everybody's a number, including you. There's a lot of gaslighting working within the hospital systems from the top down. Nurse burnout was so real for me, even years before the pandemic. I was writing about it in my bachelor program, like, how come nobody's talking about this?
Yeah.
Like, this is awful. Every single day, like, even when I have 4 days off, I'm stressed out about thinking about how I have to go back to work in 4 days. Like, but you guys only work 3 days a week. It's like, no, you don't understand. When you have no idea what you're going to walk into. And you might already have three unstable patients, and then depending on what floor you're working on, they'll give you another one. They don't care. I worked on basically every floor at the hospital, from ICU to med surg. So just, you never know.
Yeah. So it's something to think about for people that are listening. What type of job are you doing? Because that could also be another reason why you might be sick.
That's the thing. So I corrected these things. Like, my zinc to copper went off a little bit, but at the same time, I still had a pattern where I jumped through some of my tests too, where I did some copper dumping, whereas I don't fully trust the zinc to copper level here. So I know that ratio might be inverted a little bit. The whole thing is super complex. Like, you can't just look at it and, oh, but this or that. And it's like, no, you're going to see so many shifts, and there's so many things that affect other things. You start to heavy metal detox that affects this and affects that. Here, I started to feel amazing. Anyway, I played guinea pig, because with the three electrolytes, magnesium, sodium, and potassium, generally with those, depending on other things that I'm seeing within the test, if those are off the chart high, that tells me you're losing them. So I will give those, like I think I mentioned briefly earlier, I'll give those and it'll bring them down. I thought a few months back, I thought maybe calcium is the same. Maybe calcium just has a bad name. So I actually started to supplement. Our calcium is very low dose, and it's very effective if you need it. It's only 10 milligrams, but it works. We do a lot of microdosing. I don't think you need these huge doses. And I can speak for them because I see the shifts in the test that the minerals make. But
those are ionic.
What did I say?
Because they absorb well.
Yeah.
They
absorb super well. What was I saying? Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
You were taking calcium to... Because most people think that if you take calcium and you have a high calcium, you shouldn't be taking calcium. But you wanted to experiment.
I get phone calls all the time.
Yeah.
Your calcium is 10 milligrams. My doctor told me to take 1200. And I'm like, oh, here we go again. Why do you think you need 1200? Because my doctor said so. And it's the RDA. And it's like, well, how does your doctor know? Just in the medical system, you are in the box with everybody. Not a
so, but real quick though, when calcium's high, normally you would not think about giving them extra calcium, right?
No, but I tried it on myself, and I just got a test back. My calcium to potassium right now is 155.
So it did go up.
I shifted myself from this pattern into complete hypothyroid and adrenal fatigue again by taking calcium.
Okay, so your experiment basically validated what your original thought, right? Like, you should not be doing more calcium if your calcium is high.
I'll just say it bluntly. I feel like crap. Like, I like want to be back in bed again. So right now I put myself back on a very similar regimen to what I was on before. And I'm like, all right, I'm waiting. I'm just waiting.
Yeah, so it's a good learning lesson.
Like a magic pill, huh?
It's a good learning lesson. I mean, I hope that people learn from that, that are listening, that this calcium thing is a real situation. Like, if it's high on these tests, it's not really the best idea to be taking calcium, even though someone says that you have osteoporosis or osteopenia or something like that. Vitamin D is the same thing too, right?
D3, and not every practitioner, even hair test practitioner, would agree with me with this, although it is what I've learned. I wanted to say a really, really important point. So I learned, I self-studied for like 6, 7 months. Then I took a practitioner course, and then I self-studied constantly. And then I'm looking at tests every single day, and I'm looking at these repeat tests. You learn the most. I've proven things wrong that I learned in the books. And then I've learned a lot on my own, but also nobody's really used our minerals and followed people. So a lot of it is new, and I don't want to try new stuff that I don't know like works really well on other people other than myself. So I proved the point, and I can speak for huge change in just like how fast I think, how clear I think, my energy level, my mood. So anyway, I'm on my way back to getting to this. So this is kind of the, you want to get this calcium level down, because if you get the calcium down a bit, you're going to adjust these ratios much easier. The potassium, look how high my potassium went. But look, it's offsetting my calcium. What happens, what you want to do first is get the ratios within range, and then you work to get the minerals in range, but within ratio. Because you're going to fix the symptoms, and people are going to be more motivated to press on with this new healthy lifestyle, you know, when they feel better. Whereas a lot of people, they try a lot of things on the naturopathic side. It's like, nothing's working, nothing's working. I've been that path too, whereas I can say, this worked. I actually went and saw, for my vaccine injury, I went and saw an integrative medicine doc not that long ago. She took me off the B because my blood showed really high. She put me on iron, which I knew, like, at this point, I'm good on copper. Like, I don't want my copper to go down. Anyway, that didn't help too. But there's all these different paths, and we're all on a journey trying to figure stuff out. I've done a lot of observing of my thoughts over the last couple of years. I think that's kind of what this pandemic is good for, or what it's done to a lot of us, where we really start to evaluate our lives. What's important to me? Holy crap, watch my brain run away with me with all this stress. Why is my monkey mind like literally driving me insane? These copper levels, when they get high like that, which when the calcium is high, usually there's that hidden copper that you don't even realize is there, and often heavy metals that are, there's all these things that play into like how you think and how you feel. So you work on correcting your minerals, but correcting the emotions. There is no correcting emotions. Like, this world is a mess. But just being able to observe stuff and talk about it.
Yeah. You know, it's, well, I definitely it's think important. That the stronger we are in our body, in our biofield, the more that we can handle the stress of the world. It's, I think about it like we're reflecting versus we're taking it all in as if it's our own mess. So
yep.
It's a lot easier to look at a bad situation that's going on in the world, or that maybe you're even in at work or with a family member and
yes.
be able to take a step outside and see yourself from the outside versus see yourself drowning in the middle of it. And I do feel like the stronger that somebody is in their mind, body, spirit, biofield, emotions, everything, it's a lot easier to do that. So
definitely.
Let's talk about this iron to copper ratio real quick. So that has to do with infections. And when infections are having their way, we can also feel emotionally off too. So what happens when this iron is a little too much higher than the copper?
Okay, wait. This is when the integrative medicine doc, she took blood labs, and I can't remember if it was my ferritin or my iron was low. And she's like, it wasn't even low. It was within normal limits on the blood range. I kept telling her, I'm like, I don't like blood for nutrition and stuff. And she's like, but I said, okay, I came to you and I'm paying you the money. I'm going to follow what you tell me. But she put me on an elemental iron, because to tell you the truth, ours can back you up a little bit. Not everybody, but some people. But I was on an elemental iron right here, which shifted. Yeah, I think that shifted out of place. I don't know. See, I was kind of iffy about the whole how the ratios were reflecting the copper too, because my calcium is still high and I was thinking, is this inverted and maybe I'm not seeing it? So there's a couple different things it could be. But I don't have a dental infection at that point. I've seen the dentist. I'm not sure. And like I said, like you're gonna bring certain things into range and other things are gonna become imbalanced a bit before everything is corrected perfectly. I
Yeah,
also
so
had
don't be
some shifts
afraid
in
of that,
my bowels
right?
too.
We shouldn't completely be afraid of that, right?
Yeah,
If
no,
because
it's gonna happen. You're not just gonna everything's gonna come into range and this is gonna come into range. You're gonna see this type of thing, but what I'm looking for is relief from why you came to me, or overall a preventative outcome. Whereas, okay, usually when it's preventative stuff, it's easier to correct too at that point. When you get somebody who's an absolute mess and they've been dealing with a chronic condition for years upon years, and they come to you and they think that you're going to fix them in a week, it's not going to happen. This is like a 1 to 2 year process.
So on
I
that
can
note,
correct
though,
certain things in some months. I've seen certain things. I've seen thyroid ratios even out like fairly quickly. I've seen heavy metals come out like fairly quickly. But when you've got like an overall a lot of things going on, you're going to bring some things, you address what you can address, the stuff that's bothersome first. Like if my test prior, the uranium was a little bit high. See, now the uranium came down, but now you see more arsenic and aluminum. Even these here could be tips of icebergs. Like right now on my very last test, my uranium came way up into the high range. I'm actually seeing a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of it. I'm seeing recently, within the last 6 months or so, I'm seeing uranium levels all the way to the top. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if
okay,
we've talked
so
about
that's
that
interesting because
previously.
that could also be another reason potentially why that iron to copper ratio maybe might be off. I'm thinking too, because if people have these toxic metals, they
That's
can
why I'm like,
have infections.
I'm gonna have to call you when we're not on here. Cause yeah, and I'm seeing I've been getting people, sometimes I get people where the iron is just like through the roof, and I wish I had somebody that I could really bounce these things off of. So if anybody's watching this video and you do hair analysis, I would love to be your friend. And then Jacqueline too. So maybe I should be calling you too, because sometimes I see stuff and I'm like, because there are heavy metals that will kick out like the iron. I had a gentleman recently, his arsenic is the highest I've ever seen it, and his iron is through the roof. And then I know like the aluminum can kind of play a role too. There's so much to know in this stuff. So
Yeah, so from what I've learned, uranium and iron have a relationship too. So I'm thinking that maybe because you were dumping the uranium, that the iron might have been dumping as well, or having
but the thing though
some
too, like the
effect of some
ratio.
sort.
Sorry, say that last part again.
Well, I know uranium and iron have a relationship as well. So basically with this test, because I'm sure at this point everyone's probably confused.
Yeah.
Let's break this down. As one thing goes up, another thing goes down. Like plain and simple. And sometimes as one thing goes up, another thing goes up. There's this whole mineral wheel that you can look at to see how all these
And there's
different minerals relate to each other. And then it's like a dance in terms of trying to get everything back into balance. So you might take
Yeah, it's
you might
like a
see something
cogwheel.
super, yeah, you might see something super far off and you're like, okay, well, I really need to address this calcium to potassium ratio because my thyroid is having issues. And so you start taking some potassium and you start seeing that go down, but now you start to see some toxic metals dumping. And so those toxic metals might go up. So basically, you find someone that really understands how to read these tests well, because otherwise,
Yeah, you can throw somebody out of balance.
yeah,
You
just
can
like
throw people
taking that
out of
too much
balance.
calcium or.
Exactly. Yeah. And, everybody's going to think a little bit differently, but then a lot of us are addressing these conditions with different supplementation too. My biggest thing is like, I would love to meet some people who do this work and are following people, because you learn the most. Because you can make someone a menu and say, okay, goodbye. How do you know what you did is like correcting what was going on? Whereas like, I want to see your next test. Let's make some adjustments. Okay, cool. We saw huge improvements here. How are you feeling? And then we make adjustments to what we were doing before. And then we usually see heavy metals. Then I can add something, or I might take something off. But overall, usually what I hear people say is, I sleep so much better and my anxiety is less. That's yeah. huge. I think, or I just feel calmer overall, or I just feel better overall is the biggest thing I hear.
Yeah, I think for me, this test, like some people will say, well, I'm taking minerals. Like I have this great multi-mineral basically. And I'm like, okay, that's great. Why would you need this test, right? So for me, the way I look at it is, if something is way out of balance, like the I just go keep going back to that calcium to potassium ratio, because I mean, people always talk about their thyroid. Well, you're going to want to know that you need to supplement some potassium to bring that down. Like for me, when I was off, I instantly went on potassium and started to address that. Most people don't think about potassium when their thyroid is off. They go to the doctor and then they get some medication, and they're not, maybe they'll do some iodine if they know anything about minerals and selenium, but who thinks about potassium, right? Until you do this type of test. So I think the biggest thing is to be find these really big markers that are off so that we can bring a person into balance more. The other thing is I personally like to do other tests too. When I was trained at my school, they taught us to do something called triangulate. So we're looking at things at a different angle. So I personally don't do a ton of labs in the beginning, just because I have other modalities that are cheaper and more, they're pretty effective. I shouldn't say more effective. They're pretty effective and I don't have to have them spend thousands of dollars, but it's always nice to look at tests like this at some point, because then you can triangulate and look at it from a different angle, and you might see something that you don't see in another test. So, and then vice versa, if you're doing a test like this, it's nice to look at another modality like muscle testing or biofrequency scan or other types of labs, because like this infection ratio, I'm thinking, well, is it that maybe you're dumping some iron? Is it that, you know, now I'm asking all these questions. I'm wondering, is there an infection
involved?
I'll tell
you, it just popped in my head. So I was taking zinc for quite a while. Zinc, harmless, pretty harmless. I copper dumped and copper dumped. I actually overcorrected it. So you're seeing it in my iron to copper ratio, but it was caused by the zinc supplementation, because I knew there was hidden copper there. And I went through a whole phase of copper dumping. And then the uranium was there too. I addressed the uranium. Sometimes I have to make a choice. I'm going to give you something that is going to cancel something else out. But this is zinc specifically. This is what I'm going to use to combat this heavy metal too. So
basically what you're saying is you were taking zinc and it probably lowered your copper a little too much. So now that ratio, iron was too much.
But at the same time, my calcium is still high. So I'm doing the frequency stuff and talking to my friend John and you guys. But there might still be some hidden copper here. I'm not sure.
That's, you know what?
I'm
We're going to talk about that in a whole nother video, because that's a whole can of worms.
It doesn't even matter.
So basically, in a nutshell, for those of you listening, the copper, you can't just look at it for face value. This copper and even copper to zinc ratio, there's all kinds of things in between you need to look at. So just like everything else in this test. But let's go ahead and move on, and I don't know what you have next on these slides, but I do want to see how you're going to tie in this trauma piece more.
Okay. So resolving the calcium shell requires supplementation of minerals to balance the metabolic functions. The main ones that I use, I just recently stopped using iodine. Well, I've been getting some younger kids, and you do have to be cautious with the iodine. And I was taught giving really large doses, but then I've done a lot of my own research since. And now I play it really careful with the iodine. Iodine, selenium, let's get those heavy metals out because that's going to help the good minerals get in. But the main minerals for the calcium, silica, magnesium, potassium.
Wait,
Magnesium and potassium.
why the iodine
Silica,
question?
because I want to get the heavy metals out so that I can get the good minerals in. Because those heavy metals are blocking me being able to get these good minerals in and blocking them from getting into the cell and helping the cell function correctly. I want to get the heavy metals out. I always want to get the heavy metals out, especially upon a first test. Sometimes people look really low, and then I start giving the iodine and selenium, and boom, 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 heavy metals come up. And that can be the reason why prior supplementation wasn't working for them, it's because they
I
might
know
be super toxic.
you said that you're cautious about the iodine. Why? You
Yeah,
said
so I
the
used to give
research,
really,
so
really
why?
big doses. I give like two, it's 225 micrograms, I think, is what ours is in a liquid. It's effective at a smaller dose. Sometimes I take 5 drops now, but I was taking 15 before and previous. There's people that take like 30 drops. I don't recommend that. Although it will get the heavy metals out, but you probably don't want to get them out that quickly. But it's super effective. The magnesium silica are going to help calcium absorb. The potassium
Okay, hold on.
or an
I
antioxidant.
don't know if we quite got this iodine understanding yet. At least I'm not
Oh,
understanding.
okay.
So is it because it's pushing it out too fast that you don't want to give high doses of it?
I still give like 15 drops sometimes to people, but I make sure like that their actual ratios are appropriate for that. Meaning like with the true elevated calcium to potassium, the thyroid ratio. Also, when your thyroid ratio is elevated, heavy metals are bombard the thyroid, period. The iodine is thyroid supportive, so it gets the heavy metals out, but then also helps support the thyroid overall. Like I don't always use the like I don't jump to just I'm going to use potassium to correct this ratio. No, I'm going to address this thyroid ratio with iodine and selenium. And then I might give, sometimes I'll give like one dose of potassium or phosphorus, depending on what the metabolic ratio looks like. But I started using like double dosing with potassium because people start to lose potassium. But you don't just use that direct mineral, like silica. Our lab doesn't test for silica. But when I see a calcium level that high, silica deficiency is huge in response to that too. Silica is completely processed out of our diet. It's super essential and it's basically you can find it in oats and stuff like that, but everything has been processed and rolled, and by the time it gets to us, so people are I can see deficiency by looking at other minerals. Like we don't test for iodine, I go by looking at the thyroid ratio. There are some labs that test for iodine. I'm not sure about silica, but most of these labs acid wash their hair, and so I don't. Sometimes I get tests, actually more so recently, people give me tests from other labs, and I'm like, here's what I would do, but I don't know anything about these labs. The two gold standard labs, in my opinion, are Trace Elements and Analytical Research Labs. Those are the
So
best, like gold
let's get
standard.
back. I'm stuck on this
Sorry,
iodine.
this is why I have a PowerPoint. Okay, so.
So hold on real quick. So the iodine, if people take too much, basically in a nutshell, what happens if they take too much?
You're gonna dump heavy metals and you're gonna dump them fast. You can put yourself in an opposite like thyroid scenario. You can. I watched a thing on it the other day and I was like, whoa. Whereas you can actually completely bombard the thyroid cells where they just can't even handle it. So you just wanna, I don't know.
Okay, so
This
that's
is
the
kind of
reason why
newer.
you want to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, and you, so I'll tell you, and John, how much iodine? I think he was taking like 60 drops of our iodines, like 220 micrograms per drop. He started dumping, like just dumping heavy metals, and he went through some like severe hallucinations and stuff. So,
Hair
but then
loss.
I know some
People
people
lose
who take
hair.
like 30 drops, huh?
If people take too much
What'd you say?
iodine, they might lose. Will they lose hair too?
Well, when here's the thing. So I get all these ladies who want to send me nails and pubic hair instead of scalp hair. And they say, because my hair is so thin and I'm losing my hair. And I'm like, that's exactly why you need to give me your scalp hair. Because, yeah, I can see what heavy metals are present, which, yes, is very much tied into metabolism and the thyroid. And then also with the zinc to copper is that hormonal ratio too. It's not just inflammation. That's my hormonal ratio. It can be so many different things. It can be the adrenal fatigue. It can definitely be the thyroid. There's so many things that it can be. So it's like if you have thinning hair or you're losing hair, all the more reason to, it's not that big of a sample. All the more reason to let me actually see what's going on. That way I can taper this for you. Yeah.
Okay, all right, we can move on from the dynamite topic. Just,
You
I
ready?
think that was a good, I think that was a,
Dietary lifestyle.
I just think it was a good thing to touch on because people can definitely probably get a little overzealous with that iodine. I'm a fan of it too, but I find that I muscle test everything as well, and it doesn't always come up, so.
You can always use brown seaweed too. There's other sources of iodine. I just got a little one the other day. She's under one, and I got her test back. I'm like, this looks like an adult's test. Holy moly, look at this aluminum. But I'm not going to throw everything at her. She's little. So I literally like such gentle, like dietary doses that she'd get through food, like two drops, no iodine. Add that in through diet. B6, like I don't talk a ton about vitamins. If our minerals are in balance, we make most of our vitamins on our own, other than the fat soluble, which are A, D, E, and K. B6, though, that there are people who have worked in this practice and have corrected the calcium shell, supposedly using like higher doses of B6, such as like 100, greater than 100 milligrams. I actually just added it. I added 250 daily to see. I'm seeing what's going to happen here because I'm back in the boat of balancing. So, balancing the microbiome, we talked about that already. Supporting nutrition and heavy metal elimination. The biggest thing about that, eat organic because otherwise your food is being sprayed with Roundup and glyphosate and heavy metals. So, we're trying to eliminate these heavy metals so that we can. Our bodies function better, but then when you're eating them, you're eating every day. You're eating them if you're not eating organic. So it's avoid the heavy metals basically, which is hard. I mean, it's almost impossible to live on this earth and completely avoid heavy metals. We're just exposed. Shining a light on the past trauma, I brought that up. Observation of continual life stressors and thoughts. Just be aware of how you feel. And don't, the biggest thing I try to do is I try not to beat myself up. It's like, wow, look how anxious I am. I started another second job. I took like a side nursing job that was stressful. I want to keep my skills up and things like that. I went through a lot of stress. So trying to just manage your stress or just observe, wow, this is insane how I let my thoughts get control of myself. Frequency shifting. So I've just recently added the Rife and the frequency. I brought my biofield tuning forks to work. I have a tuning fork and I have a, what's the little, the other one? What's the one that you bump on?
The
How
happy
many?
one?
Okay, so they're different.
It's a
I
different
can't even,
one.
it's got like a little hockey puck looking thing that you put the bio,
Yeah, so
I
you use
don't
the
know,
hockey
I've
puck
seen
to
your.
get the fourth one.
So yeah. There's two things I got. So we just started playing with those, but I've been busy, so busy at work, I haven't had a chance to really do that type of frequency stuff. I know that's more in your realm. It would be interesting though, because you do it virtual too, right?
Well, I'll tell you
Okay. It would
this.
be interesting.
Obviously all this like analyzing these tests and stuff can be a bit confusing for people to even wrap their mind around, which I highly recommend obviously seeing a practitioner to do this for you that has gone through a ton of tests like you have. But just listening to these biofield tuning sessions, I have a bunch of them on my YouTube channel. You can notice how you feel different right away. So can you can imagine how it's affecting your physiology and your biochemistry. And if you're able to go from an anxious state to calming down, your minerals are obviously going to be doing something differently. So, shifting the frequency is huge.
Do you know, I was just thinking, maybe on some of my menus, cal or silica, magnesium, potassium. Listen to Jacqueline's podcast for this many minutes. Yeah, put that on there. That's no, like,
To calm
yeah.
down.
So
You
you
know,
send
my
me a
two
few, but
highest
I'm gonna do that.
my two videos that I've done for Biological Tuning that are the highest watched have to do with anxiety and calming your nervous system down. So
I listened to one of them, but I had to go to work, and it was, yeah.
yeah.
So I'm gonna listen again, and I'm gonna prescribe it for myself now that I'm doing, because I'm adding this frequency thing in for sure.
Yeah,
Life just
basically
keeps moving, and
everything as you have it mentioned here, mind body spirit connection, everything is related. I even mentioned to you earlier, like, I would love to talk about how even grounding and getting enough sun and all these other foundational elements affect your mineral ratios. So it's not just that our minerals are imbalanced, right? It's how is our whole lifestyle affecting these mineral ratios? And you can only supplement yourself so far as you've told me that you've seen with certain people. They'll supplement themselves, but they're not really doing these other things. For this guy John, we talked about him doing some frequency work, and how's that how helped his have you done a test since then, I should ask?
We just started, and it's hard too because I'm busy, and then we're trying to mesh our own schedules, and then but we're gonna work on getting together more, and then definitely I'm gonna start. I need to make a practice of it again. I did it for a while, like doing a lot of just like frequency stuff,
Well,
and
we'll
then I
continue
stopped.
that
But life
conversation
is
because,
crazy. Yeah.
yeah, with his story, especially because that I just want to reemphasize that calcium imbalance of 500 and something. I mean, the calcium shell is already it's basically your calcium is extreme at 170. When you're over 500, that's
Yeah.
extremely extreme. So
It's a not anomaly,
to
yeah.
see how like you were able to bring it down with mineral balancing, like half of it, more than half, I think, but
Yeah.
got stuck. And so to be able to see how these other elements, like dealing with trauma on frequency level, affected it, that's going to be definitely another video. We're going to have to talk about that
It'll be
next.
part, I was gonna say, that's gonna be part two, 'cause yeah, we're not done yet. And here's the thing. Not one thing is ever gonna fix you. Like only
No,
you
yeah.
can, only you can really like lead your own path. And it's gonna be multiple things, including hair analysis. I definitely highly recommend. It's a huge way of being able to get a picture on a foundational, elemental level, what's going on in my tissues. So, but yeah, it's
Yeah,
not, not
and
one thing's ever gonna
even
fix you.
recognizing that trauma could be an issue. I think now that I do this work, I get it. I see. I just think everybody has trauma of some sort. It could be in this lifetime, or it could have been passed down from other
I
generations
feel like
too.
I felt
And
like
so,
that too.
right, we all have to deal with it to a certain extent. We've all gone through a negative emotion, and some of it gets trapped and. And then it affects our chemistry. So if you're not feeling well, it's definitely something you should consider. But doing a test like this can really highlight why you're feeling certain emotions and why and how trauma could potentially be affecting you, and see that, if you do have something like a calcium shell, well, maybe it is a reason for you to take that seriously of diving deeper in your emotions. Otherwise, it's like an endless rabbit hole I've seen for people chasing this supplement or that supplement or this detox, and wondering why they keep eating raw foods and it's not fixing their problem, et cetera. But I'm totally with you. This is like when we can balance our minerals, we can fix our energy, which if we can fix our energy, we could fix our health. So let's go ahead and wrap up. I think that's a great way to land the plane. Any last thoughts, Jill?
No. I could talk forever. Once I get going, I could just go. But yeah,
Well,
no,
we're
that's
going to
a good
keep
one for
talking. This conversation is going to continue. For those of you listening, we had planned to do several of these presentations for you guys so you can really understand the depths of hair testing, because there's so much to it. And I continue to learn and am dumbfounded on what I learned. And I know there's a lot that you guys can learn, and it just makes doing this type of testing a lot more, understanding like why you're doing this and how it's helping you. And maybe there's things you can bring up to your own practitioner of maybe I should consider this type of supplement or this type of like frequency remedy or other lifestyle things. So anyways, we're going to talk about the adrenals and the thyroid and your hormones and your gut and all kinds of other stuff related to this test soon. So thank you, Jill, for joining. And if you want to learn more about Jill, she works for Idon Minerals, and I'll have some links in the show notes and of how you can learn more about the Idon Minerals. I have them all on thewellnesstrinity.com as well too. So thank you again for joining me, and thank you for explaining this calcium shell and how it can affect our emotions and or how our emotions can affect our calcium.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching this video. Have you had enough tackling your health challenges on your own? Have you seen doctor after doctor with no real understanding or solution of why you are chronically fatigued, sick, and mentally and emotionally unwell? It's time to get to the root of this all in the Cerebral Detox Program. We'll do a thorough muscle testing evaluation to see how your nervous system is doing, how stressed different organs and glands are, and how much of that stress is a frequency imbalance versus a biochemical one. You'll discover pathogens like mold, Lyme, bacteria, and parasites, and you'll see what kinds of heavy metals and other environmental toxins are burdening your body. You'll also understand why you're having problems with your mitochondria to make energy for you to heal and thrive. Every month, we test and customize protocols, and there's a chat in between for minor questions, so you are not alone. You'll also receive a series of videos that help you understand how to get a good foundation for your detox and overall health. If you are ready to thoroughly detox your body, maximize your brain power, and live life to the fullest, book your free 15-minute call today to see if you're a good fit for the Cerebral Detox Program. I'm looking forward to helping you regain your life so that you can thrive and live life abundantly the way God has intended for you.
Thank you for listening to the Wellness Trinity Podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more wellness tips to help you achieve optimal health. Don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you on the next episode.